Brad Thompson, Chris Ronji, Randy Carricker, The Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Time to talk some NFL with the professor. John Clayton is with us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN. Professor, great to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing the best we can under these circumstances, but you know, we're surviving.
John, I wanted to start there because you know, each week you kind of catch us up on what's going on in your neck of the woods. You're in Seattle. We know how rapidly COVID spread there. How is everything going right now?
You know, it's still not good, but it's starting to make that little bit of a turn. I know the Governor Inslee in his press conference yesterday said, you know, the rate now is going not down, but it's starting to maneuver around where it was going to be once every 3 days, the number of tests that were positive were going to double. Now it's starting to be maybe once every 5 days. So at least now New York has now become the epicenter because of all the people living in New York City and the contact and all that stuff. Where Seattle's starting to level off. But still, he has to make a decision in a couple of weeks whether to extend the stay at home. And I would imagine he's going to be doing that because I can't imagine it changing at this stage. But no, it's starting to level out. I know from my standpoint, I know, let's put it this way, you know, with my wife being in a wheelchair and all that stuff because of MS, I have to make sure that she has food. And so what I ended up doing yesterday, on Wednesday, I hired a chef. Now, what the chef does is come in here and cook maybe 4 to 6 entrees, and I'll take care of the getting the salads and getting the soup and all that stuff. And then, of course, I have breakfast that I go pick up. So we're doing the best we can out of the circumstances.
Well, we're definitely thinking about you guys and everybody that's impacted by this. I mean, it's a crazy time, and as you mentioned, best as we can all be doing. The one thing that has kind of kept a few people sane in this, John, is that the NFL has kind of been going on like business is business as usual. Guys are signing, teams are doing their thing. We're talking about the draft, although the draft isn't going to be in Vegas and be the big production. It's still going to be on the same dates. But I'm wondering at this point, with everything being pushed back as much as it has been in other sports, are there rumblings or what are you hearing about the NFL as far as business as usual when it comes down to guys actually getting on a field? I mean, what kind of a pushback do you think we're going to have here?
I think what you're going to have is that there's not going to be any OTAs. There's not going to be any off-season program. There's not going to be any mini camp. And still in question would be when training camps will start. So really the first time that everybody's going to get together as a team is probably going to be training camp. Now, maybe there's a chance if things move quickly, which I can't imagine it moving too quickly, that you can have maybe some things in late June, early July. You know, that could be a possibility. But I think what everybody is pretty well planning on is that, training camp will be the first time that everybody gets together. Because, again, business isn't going to be usual because, you know until April the 8th that all headquarters for teams have closed down. You know that the physicians aren't allowed to give any physicals at this stage. And because, again, that was a physicians association because they want the physicians to be available to take care of, the coronavirus. And so you can understand that. And so what you're going to probably end up seeing is business may not be as usual, but it's still going to proceed. The draft is going to continue to be the 23rd of 25th of April. And then everything else is going to be done by conference calls.
And speaking of that draft, there was a memo sent to all the teams by the commissioner saying that we don't want you to be talking about the draft going on, that they believe it's a good thing that it's happening. And if you do talk about it, and I suppose either positive or negative, there could be fines or there could be some sort of punishment. Are teams happy with the fact this is going to go on, even though there's not going to be a huge production in Las Vegas as originally planned?
No, because I think what you can see is that they had a committee, it's an executive committee of about 7 coaches and general managers, and they voted 6-1 to push the draft back, and they sent that mandate over to Roger Goodell, and he slapped it back and says, no, we're not going to do that. And so even last night, after different conference calls and everything else, Roger put out the memo that the draft is going to be April 23rd. But you can understand from the coaches and GM standpoint, because if you're a GM, how are you going to try to do this? Because normally you're going to have 15, 20 people in a conference room, conference calls. Everybody has phones and all that stuff to communicate with the other 31 teams. And so now you're going to be at home trying to run the draft. How can you keep everybody communicated, on your staff That's going to be a problem. How can you try to, you know, in 10, 15 minutes, be able to work draft day trades? That's going to be difficult. You know that you're not going to have the ability to have any workouts. You're not going to have any physicals that can be done of late. And so you're in a tough spot. But, hey, what Roger Goodell, and I think he's wise in doing this, says, you know, listen, let's go back old ways here. It's like you go back in, because I know when I was covering in the 70s that, you know, you had the draft in February. There was, you know, no combine. You know, there was no cell phones, anything like that. You know, you have a draft in February, and you just come out of the season, and you make your draft choices, and you rely on your scouts. So the teams right now that you know, are more analytical, you know, do an information gathering thing, they're going to be in trouble. The teams with the real good scouts are going to do well.
John Clayton with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. And one thing about scouting, obviously things have changed, especially this offseason, because of the inability of teams to have players in for workouts or meetings. But Tua Tagovailoa sends out that video the other day. John, knowing teams as you do, how much of an impact can that have on teams' feelings about Tua?
Well, I think, I mean, the feelings are going to be fine, but the judgments are going to be tough. Because in a guy like Tua, you know, you really wanted to see that extra check and see where his hip is. And so the guys that may pay a price, and this very well could cost him from being the fifth pick in the draft. I still think he's going to go to the Dolphins at number five, but it could cost him from that. Because what you can understand is that guys with injuries, you won't know about. And so you can make a mistake on them. Guys with bad characters, you know, they could be ones that you can make a mistake on and they could drop down. You know, guys from small colleges, you know, they may not get the full and proper treatment. You know, more the scouts and the GMs, they're spending a great time now looking at more tape and that because they have the time to do it. But what they're not able to do is, you know, see the player, talk to the player, get the physical on the player, and that could have a negative effect. So you'll probably see more mistakes in this draft than most. But, hey, there's no other choice. I mean, you have to work from home, and I don't see that being changed for really the next 2 months.
John, another quarterback question, and this is because you covered the Steelers and the Rooney ownership's culture and philosophy really hasn't changed dramatically. And here's Jameis Winston sitting out there with Big Ben having his season ended by a bad elbow last year. What do you think of the possibility of Winston in Pittsburgh?
Can't see it. I just cannot envision it because a couple reasons. First off, cap-wise, they cannot handle that. You know, because, again, it's not like he's going to play for the minimum. Now, if you're talking about if he's going to play for $2 or $3 million, yeah, I think that could be a consideration. But he's going to ask for more than that. And it's like, you know, even in the worst-case scenario, would he take less than Marcus Mariota, who got a 2-year, $17.6 million contract? Remember, this is a Jameis Winston who was telling the Tampa Bay Buccaneers he wanted $30 million. Well, I can't imagine that it's going to work out in the sense that Pittsburgh can't afford him. And, you know, it's Ben Roethlisberger's team. If you bring in any quarterback, whether it's, you know, Cam Newton, if you bring in Jameis Winston, you know, that could affect the balance of the team. So, no, there's no way he goes to Pittsburgh.
$1 million for every interception, though, would be pretty good if you could pull off something
like that. The great part is because of all the things that are on ESPN right now, it's like there's going to be more 30 for 30s, and you would have to think that the 30 for 30s got to be Jameis Winston with the 30 touchdown passes and 30 interceptions.
That's a good one, John. They better be. Hey, I want to ask you, because you know everybody's doing their like free agency grades of how everybody did, and inevitably, at the bottom of that list for a lot of these writers is the Patriots and the free agency period that they had. I want to ask you, though, with all the success that they've had, and Bill Belichick, you know, however people feel about him, dude has had so much success. Are they an organization to you that ends up getting a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt?
They should. I mean, I know that I have to do mine over the weekend, and actually I've already written it. I just have to keep updating it because there's so many changes, like the Michael Brocker situation and others. But you know, what I ended up doing, I gave them a D-minus because, I mean, think of what's happened to them. You know, not only do you lose Tom Brady, but you've basically lost seven other unrestricted free agents. You traded safety Doran Harmon to the Detroit Lions. You've cut Steven Gostkowski, the kicker. I mean, so that's 10 players that are no longer on your team, and all they've done so far is get a fullback, a bunch of special teams players, and a wide receiver at a low cost in Damir Bird. I mean, it's like you look at that and you say, wait a second, here's Buffalo. They've added seven free agents and Josh Norman. And here's the Patriots. They lose 10 free agents and get special teams players. advantage right now Buffalo, disadvantage New England, but then also you have to kind of give Bill the benefit of the doubt because somehow he's been able to get through it, but of course he's always been able to get through it with Tom Brady.
Recently, there was the idea of Antonio Brown possibly playing with the Buccaneers. He does have a relationship with Tom Brady. Bruce Arians today said, nah, there's no fit there. That's not going to happen. But is it possible he ends up anywhere ever again?
I tend to doubt it. I think that right now he's more problems than worth, even though he still can be a very talented wide receiver. And still, you have to kind of wonder, is like, where is his mind in relationship to the National Football League? I mean, here he had two chances this past year, both one in Oakland and one with New England, and he blew them both, and he didn't act properly. And still, the other issue is, what's the league going to do? Because the league still has to make a ruling on some of the things that have happened to him in the last couple of years. And so even if a team would agree with him, there's still the possibility that he has to wait to find out if he's going to be suspended or not. So I'd say right now the odds are not good.
John Clayton, always great to have you with us. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Have a good and safe weekend.
Okay. Same thing to all of you.
Thank you very much. That's the professor, John Clayton, on 101 ESPN. Next up, get your text into the Air Comfort Service text line at 65780. The Sports Six Pack is coming your way on 101 ESPN.